598 WPET, Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's another edition of I'ma Tell Larry. And this week, oh boy, I think we're going to have another good one. I'm going to try to solve somebody's problem. You know, if you're going through something, all you got to do is hit me up, Tell Larry. Send me an email, morningmadhouse2ds@gmail.com. And I'm going to try to help you solve your problem. Today, I called up my man, David. David, what's up, big dog?
What up, big bro?
How you, man?
I'm good, man. How you?
And you out here, you single, you on the dating scene, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to help you solve what's going on the dating scene for you, right?
Yes, sir.
So, David, what's been going on, man?
Man, let me tell you, man. So, me and this girl, we work together, right? And we've been going out for 3 months, whatever, whole 90-day rule, but she ain't trying to give it up.
So, you've been taking her out, winding her down. How often y'all been going out in these 3 months?
Man, we've been going out probably like every weekend, like every Friday, Saturday, or at least I come over and chill, or she'll come to the crib and chill. And it's like, it's crazy how she say she don't want to mix business with pleasure, mm-hmm. but she don't mind the pleasure of me spending my money.
So, I mean, boy, Friday, Saturday, boy, that thing adding up, ain't it?
That thing add up, bro. You know, I can go to Applebee's too for 20 and go by myself. When I go for her, it's like 2 for $40. She want to bring food back for everybody.
So, I mean, did she tell you she had a 90-day rule, or are you just trying to gauge like it's kind of like a 90-day rule?
You know, I don't want to press her or anything, but I'm like, I'm just saying, like, I'm sitting here putting out and stuff like that, and I ain't getting nothing in return.
Yeah, hey, 3 months is a long time, big dog.
That's a long time, man.
There's some girls out here putting off of Happy Meals and a Sprite.
Man, I seen a girl put out for the 4 for $5 at Popeye's.
And you know we love that chicken from Popeye's.
I'm telling you.
So what you want? What's her name? What's her name, big dog?
Her name's Carmen.
So Carmen. So if you could tell Carmen something right now before I call up, what you want to tell Carmen, big dog?
Carmen, I need you to do something strange for all this change in my pocket. Hey. Or I'm going to just go ahead and just talk to somebody else behind your back.
All right. There it is. Hey, listen. I agree with you, big dog. I think, you know, 3 months, I don't know what y'all discussed about it, but if she's spending money like that in these 3 months, I think she need to do something.
I'm telling you.
All right. I'm going to call up for you, big dog.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you telling Larry. So you told Larry, so I'm going to see if Larry can jump on the case and get this man. Yeah, Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We just heard from my man, David. David called up and told Larry that he's having a problem. Been dating this girl he works with. Her name is Carmen. Been dating her for about 3 months. Spending money on her every weekend, taking her out, whining and dining. But David say, yo, it's a little dry. David trying to see what's up. He trying to get Carmen to do something strange for some change. So y'all know what I had to do. Oh, Lord, I had to call Carmen up and get her side of the story and see if she going to bust it wide open for some cold stone for Mr. David. Good morning. Is this Carmen?
Yes. Hi, this is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. It's No Limit Larry from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. So, you know, I got a show called I'ma Tell Larry. So somebody called up and told me about you, Carmen.
About me?
Yeah. So you've been dating a guy by the name of David?
Yes.
Y'all work together?
Yes, we do.
So David says y'all been dating about 3 months.
Yeah, it's been about 3 months.
So you think David says y'all been going out every weekend. He's been treating you nice, been taking you out, you know, and whining and dining, and he's showing you that chivalry really ain't dead.
Yeah, he has.
Is that true?
This is true.
Is David a nice guy in your eyes?
He's very nice. He's really nice, actually.
So he's been spending money on you and everything like a man should?
Yeah, he is actually a perfect gentleman.
So, Carmen, let me ask you this. Do you have a 90-day rule? Because David, he called me to have me call you to ask you, do you have a 90-day rule? He doesn't think so, but he's saying it's kind of like implied that you got a 90-day rule. So I'm actually straight up. Like, do you have a 90-day rule?
Not necessarily a 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just careful.
I got
you. Let's say that.
You got to be careful in this day and age, so I ain't mad at that.
Right.
But the thing is, now, you know, he had that 90 days, so, you know, at 90 days, David, like, he wants something to happen strange for this change. So, I mean, you said he's a nice guy, so what's the chances of David getting something happening now that he's at this 90 day?
Hmm.
Why you say hood like that? Like is something wrong with David or something?
No, there's nothing wrong with him. I don't know. I mean, I kind of been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I have been giving it some thought, but I just really been waiting on David to make the move. So he makes the move,
okay,
I might go ahead and, you know, do something strange for a piece of change.
Hey, you know, I ain't mad at that. So you saying David really ain't saying nothing about it to you. He might just be holding all this in because, you know, sometimes guys are a little afraid to approach it, you know what I mean? Or they don't know how to approach it.
Right.
So you want David to go ahead and approach it.
Right. I mean, I don't want him to think, you know how the old lady say in the country, being mannish or fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he pushes hard enough, I'll open the door.
Ooh, Lord. Lord, all right, David. Hey, David, I hope you're listening to Carmen. So all you got to do is push. So, Carmen, go ahead and tell David straight up what you want him to know.
David, I really like you. I can't believe you did this. But, yeah, I mean, make your move or shoot your shot, like the young people say.
David, go on and shoot the shot. Boy, shoot the shot, David. See, David didn't tell me he ain't shot a shot yet. Shoot the shot, David. It might land in the hoop, boy. Well, Carmen, I appreciate you, and I thank you for not cussing me out, but David wanted me to do this for him.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to need y'all to call me back and tell me how this thing went. I need a video camera or something.
That might not be for radio.
All right, you hold it down, Carmen.
All right, thank you.
There it is. David told Larry this week, I finally got my first one, baby. Hey, I might be on my way to being Dr. Phil. David. Listen, go on and shoot the shot, baby, and when you touch down, send me a thank you card. I take thank you card, gift cards, Air Jordans, Chili's, Sullivan's, Fleming's, Eddie V's, wherever, big dog. Go on and thank your boy. Look out for your boy. Hey, if you got something you need to tell Larry, you need help with a problem, go on and call me up or shoot me an email at morningmadhousewith2ds@gmail.com. Go on and tell Larry. And Larry gonna tell it like it is. Charlotte's plug. Ooh, got us one. Busted wide open for some cold stone. It's Power 98.